And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. You get sort of a skinless growth over it. You call that. It's got to be cut out or burned out then. Some kind of flesh.
Gut.
Did you ever hear proud?
Proud flesh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
What's that like?
Proud flesh is an outgrowth of flesh on the outside of your, that where your skin won't cover it up, maybe.
Do animals get that?
Yes, they do. That's quite a bit, and you have to cut it off, burn it off.
Mm-hmm. Would cattle get it, or?
Horses especially, and cattle get it too, but cattle not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Horses and their muscles.
Say if you had a little cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine you could put on that stings a lot.
Iodine.
What about a real bitter medicine people used to take?
Quinine.
Uh-huh. Did you have to take that?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. I took it not too long ago during the war, quinine for the flu, influenza.
Uh-huh. Were you in the service?
No, I was not.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't qualified.
What?
I wasn't qualified. I just had one eye.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Did you want to go? Or?
Yes, I tried to enlist. Three or four different things, but they never would take me. They said they'd take me after I'd been classified as World War I.
Mm-hmm.
As classified after armistice. 18 to 45, I was in that draft.
Uh-huh. Say if someone had been shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he didn't live.
He was killed.
Or he
died.
Any nicer ways of saying someone died?
Passed away. This
uh-huh.
used.
What about a crude way of saying it?
Kicked the bucket.
Uh-huh. And he said he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
from. Oh.
And the place where people are buried.
The graveyard.
Any other names for that?
Cemetery.
And what they put the body in?
The coffin.
And he said when he died, everybody went to his
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in?
They're the mourners.
Uh-huh. They're in.
And mourning.
Uh-huh. Say on an average sort of day, if someone asked you how you're feeling, you'd say, oh, I'm
feeling fine.
And there was something bad that you had expected to happen, like child walking along the top of a fence, and you expect him to fall off and hurt himself. And then someone comes running in the house and tells you that he's fallen off. You'd say, I just
knew he was going to do that.
Okay. And if I ask you, when are y'all going to Miami? You say, well, right now we're what to go next week? We're
preparing.
Uh-huh.
We're planning.
Did you ever say we're fixing or we're aiming to go?
Not aiming to go. Fixing to go. Might use that sometimes.
What does fixing mean?
Preparing.
Does that mean just sort of in the indefinite future, or does it mean immediately?
Well, I would think it would be immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Fixing and preparing, you're getting ready to.
And you say he didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all. He
thought he knew it all.
Or if he pretended, you say he knew it all. He
acted as though he thought he knew it all.
Uh-huh. And